Take a breather.
I need to run, dude. I don't know if you saw it, but DJ just sprinted for that.
That was 5 feet.
They don't call the man here for nothing.
Sure. I still want to be all stinky for you guys.
So nice.
You guys are immune to it now, or what?
Yeah, been here long enough.
Colin, Coach and the guys use the word calm when they talk about you back there. Where does that come from, and how important is that for you to provide that element to the team?
Well, it's a compliment. I'm very pleased to hear that. I think when a goalie can be calm, it just lets a team play a little more ease, and they're not gripping their sticks as tight. So I think that just comes from my preparation. When you do work, you know, before you get on the ice or before the game, I think that allows you to be calm. You know, you've earned that, you know, feeling or disposition. So I think that comes with the preparation and mindset that goes into being a goaltender off the ice.
You guys talk about things slowing down or just seeing the puck better. You got anything like that for us? Why are you on such a roll right now?
I think just reading the play, you know, I've been lucky enough to, you know, play a few consecutive games, and I think it's you get into a rhythm. I think that's one of the biggest assets for a goalie in any league is getting into a rhythm, you know, knowing what to expect, reading the play. Just when you have that, you know, that presence and that ability, like when you are trusted, you know, to play multiple games in a row, it really does help reading the play.
Is that rhythm what you kind of started the year with? Are you in Indy, or you're here, you've been in Chicago, or, I mean, did that help?
That helped. That adversity helped define that rhythm. You know, I think it's something that you gradually achieve throughout the year, and you build and you build and you build. I don't think I had that presence at the beginning of the year. I think that's something that has, you know, come with, you know, having the experience of, you know, close to a full season or of somewhat of a full season, being in Indy, you know, being here, being in Chicago, just to have that recognition that, you know, the habits that you do or that you have in Indy, habits that you have in Rockford, habits that you have in Chicago, they're transferable everywhere. And I think that helps, you know, build a rhythm.
Can you just expand a little more on that, the road that it's been like this year? I mean, 3-4 months ago, I don't know if you saw yourself in this position right now.
Sure, I had no expectations coming into this year at all, coming right out of college. It's a completely, you know, different environment. Just to be here right now, it's not surreal, but I'm just very grateful for the opportunity. And I don't think I would have seen myself in this role so soon. But I think the coaching staff, you know, Pete Aubrey included, you know, it's been a real, they've really helped me transition, you know, into this role. And that's, if I have any success, I credit it to them and the team, how well they play in front.
What is Pete Aubrey's magic? What is the best thing that he passes on to you guys?
Calmness, I think. It's just, his message is clear. You know, it's not overstated. You know, he knows, he lets you know exactly what he wants. There's no gray area. You know, he's up front, and the relationship that I've been able to form with him along the way is very beneficial.
Colin, I noticed out there that you have a mini in the back of your goalie helmet. Can you explain why that's there and where that came from?
Why it's there? It's just because I'm a bit of a dork, I think. I like to have fun, and I think sometimes maybe if you're having a bad game or a bad practice or, you know, in the intermission, you know, you can kind of take it off and look at the back and just kind of smile, because I think the minions are pretty funny, and I die laughing every time I watch the movies or clips of them, so that's the reason for the minion.
Colin, how much would you attribute, you know, the success of the special teams to your confidence between the pipes?
I think when the guys are putting, you know, goals in the other team's net, it makes me play, you know, a little calmer as well. You know, going back to that other question, we have goal support, you know, knowing when we get a power play, like we have a great opportunity to score. You know, we have great leadership on the power play. We have a great veteran presence. And I think there's somewhat, I don't want to call it urgency, but they want to score. You know, it's not like we're just going to play with it. You know, we're going to take a perfect shot. You know, like we have our system. We stick to it. But, you know, we want to get pucks to the net. So it definitely does help, you know, having goal support on the power play.
Coach talked about
not giving up a high number of chances, but the chances that are giving up are high quality. Does it give you a little bit of confidence knowing that you can make the high danger saves and just continue to roll that in game after game?
Sure. I mean, it's tough because when you don't face a lot of shots, but they're from the outside, it does keep your mind in it somewhat, you know, if you don't have to make like the most difficult saves, but then, like you said, you get, you know, a few really high quality chances. Like, you want to come up big, you know, as a goaltender, like that's your role, you know, is to make those saves that you have no business making. So I think knowing that is my responsibility and taking ownership of that, that's really where I think I've been able to make an impact, you know. And we're going to give up chances. That's the name of the game. It's whoever makes the most mistakes at the end of the day is typically the one who loses. But I think if the goalie can, you know, mitigate any of those mistakes, it gives the team a pretty good chance of winning. So just taking ownership of my role and responsibility.
Colin, how much has the team been impressed with the success of DiDomenico out on the ice, especially in the playoffs here?
Sure, he's made a tremendous impact. You know, he's a great role player for us, and he's a great leader on and off the ice. I think everyone feeds on his energy. He's a pretty lively guy, and we just enjoy having him in the locker room, and he definitely makes an impact, especially on the power play.
Just to set an example for young players, he's not an old player, but he's been around the professional ranks for a while. So has he set kind of a good example for you?
Yeah, of course. I think he has. I mean, he's probably played pro for 6-7 years, and he's had, you know, a bunch of different arenas, you know, or he's been to Europe, you know, he's played there. So, you know, he knows the game, you know, from different perspectives. And I think that's one thing that, you know, maybe even makes him more valuable, you know, to young players, you know, to mentor them. You know, like the North American game is perhaps different than the European game, but there are certain, you know, facets that, you know, can probably be transferable over here as well. So he definitely helps, you know, mentor some of the younger guys as well from that perspective.
Coach talked about the fact that you guys aren't really surprised that you're in this position. You came in as a fourth place team.
Sure.
How has the mindset changed, if it has, since the beginning of all this?
I don't think it's changed at all. I think you hit the nail right on the head there. We knew we were playing good hockey. We knew we were good enough to even be in first. You know, it didn't really matter what number was in front of our, you know, team's name, but we knew that we were going to make an impact regardless. So just rolling, you know, I think from January on, we had, you know, not a newfound identity, but we had an understanding of what we had to do night in and night out. You know, we really refined our roles and responsibilities, you know, on an individual standpoint. And I think as a result, the team's been able to stay consistent.
When you guys are on a roll like this as a team, is the feeling kind of like if we come out and we play our game, it's going to take a really superior effort to beat us, or a great team to beat us?
Oh, I think if we play our game, we give ourselves a chance to win every night. It's nothing's guaranteed. You know, I mean, you look in the NHL playoffs as well. You know, you run into teams that play well that night, or maybe you're playing slightly better or slightly worse, and you get the advantage. So sometimes you really just have to control your locker room, control your game. I mean, and all the rest takes care of itself, quite honestly. I think if you're worrying too much about, you know, what the other team's doing, you're really getting off your game. So I think that's where we've been able to have some success in the, you know, recent past here, is that, you know, we've really controlled how we want to play, and we haven't let teams, you know, get on us, and we haven't gotten away from our game. So I think if we continue to keep up with that, you know, I think we'll see success here.
How's the playoff period coming in for you?
Terrible, as you can see. It's pretty sparse, but this is actually more facial hair than I've ever grown, so this is uncharted territory.
Yeah. Keep it going.
Thanks. Yeah, thanks, guys.
Colin, can I ask you a quick question? Yeah. All right, I'm out.